message for four.
I guess, well, let me leave a message this time. I'll look at it again.
Well, they should vote this assessor out.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
David and Terry, I was given this number. Again, this is David Akers with Taney County BOE. I was given a different number than it's on your sheet here. I'll try to call it back here a little later after we go through some other ones. Thank you. All right. BOE 105, probably looks like a nightly rental. This is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. Is now a good time?
Yes, David, it is.
Okay. Looks like we actually are probably right on time with you. Our last one ran a little long. Is this a condo that's put into a nightly rental program down here?
It's a late home that we use. The answer is yes and no. It's a late home that we do use for our family, but we do have it in a nightly rental program too.
Right. Does Abbott Trust or the owners of Abbott Trust, the trustees, have any other properties in Taney County that they put in a nightly rental program?
No, we do not, sir. That's family home.
What we've been doing with these where we have people that just have one that they use and then they also put into a nightly rental program is we've been giving a mixed-use classification to 25% commercial, 75% residential. Knowing that, would you like me to go ahead and make a motion on that?
Yes, David, that's fine.
All right. I'll make a motion as to BOE 105 that be classified as mixed-use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
I'll second that.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. Well, thank you. You'll get a notice within a few days. They'll mail something out. Thank you for owning New Taney County.
Okay. Thank you so much. David, I've got one question.
Yes.
Going back through my paperwork, it said that this would occur every 2 years. Is that still consistent?
Every 2 years is an assessment year, but as to whether or not you will get a notice regarding this change, whether it'll be a change for mixed use or anything like that, that's up to the assessor's office. Okay. There is a new assessor coming in, so I'm not sure what they're going to do, but that may or may not. Just watch your mail. Okay.
All right. Will do. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye. BOE 107.
Looks like one property.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't ask on that last one. Did we have any? We're good.
Property.
Okay.
I'll tell you if there's two.
Sounds good. I always try to ask if the owners own one either. So. Yes, Bill. My name is David Akers. I'm with Taney County BOE. We've got you on the docket today. Is now a good time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have more than one property in Taney County that you guys put in a nightly rental program, or is this just one property?
Just this property, no other property in Taney County.
Okay, and the owners of the LLC don't own other properties or anything like that that they put in a nightly rental program?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Member, that's it.
Gotcha. Okay, well, what we've been doing on these is if you just own one property that you put in a nightly rental program in Taney County, we give you a 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed-use classification. If that sounds all right, I'll go ahead and make the motion.
That'd be amazing.
All right. With respect to BOE number 107, I'll make a motion that we classified as mixed-use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
I second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You get a decision within a couple of days, and I thank you for owning Taney County.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. right. Didn't we have BOE 108 on the docket before? Wasn't there a BMO properties from last week? I just seem to remember that. Is that wrong?
We had an O and M.
Oh, maybe it was an O. Something else?
Yeah.
This is, okay. I was going to say something. It looks like I'm mixing up my BMOs. All right. We'll give them a call again. Well, they're not very far away.
We have a whole bunch under this P.O. box number, though, for it.
Okay. Hold on. You said we have a whole bunch going to the same one?
Uh-huh. Box 201...
Are there any of the other rest of them?
No, they're Mountain Grove. That's a different box. Okay. So just one on that one, BMO.
Okay.
Sorry.
Please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. I know we're calling a little bit early, but we were hoping we could take you up a bit early. I'll try you back here in a bit. Thank you. Okay, we've got BOE 62, 63, 64, 65, 66. Looks like five. All and above it all.
One, two, three, four, five. And then they have something called Blue Hill at Chateau. Same address. Another three. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Do you see that, Jesse?
Yep.
Okay.
So 68, 69, 70.
And when you say these other ones, above it all also has three other properties, you're saying, that are not even on this list?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're showing the same address. It's called Blue Hill at Chateau Mountain, LLC. And these above it all are going to all the same address.
So those are the next three appeals after the first five.
Okay. How are they?
So they also, in other words, Blue Hill is also a...
Yeah, that's all the same people. All the way through 70.
Okay. All right, this may be it.
So on your list, Jesse, it will show you what the highest one is at the end of the line.
Right.
The assessed value.
Well, above it all, it's got the $954,000. Are any of these valuation or just all classification?
I have them all down as classification.
But it looks like, David said,
looks like it's another one of those where they're 2575 with their... Okay, but the 2575 would have only been on, should have only been on one.
Right, but it looks on here, it's got the denial and the notes.
Well, this may be one of those groups that wants to appeal to the state tax commission based on they think everything should be residential, no matter how many they have. So I don't know. Are we dealing with a representative here for all of them?
300.
There's no rep listed, okay. Well, I guess we'll call and see what we hear.
So number 64 seems to be the highest valued.
I think they have one on the next page that's 900 something. It'd be 65.
Okay.
And then Blue Hill, I think the largest one is the, well, I think they're all the same actually.
Yeah, it looks like the 65 was where they had the motion twice, back in 21 and 23, and all the others were denied.
Okay. Well, that probably means that it's the same thing. They're still claiming that they should be residential.
So my list just shows the assessed value, and again, I'm just showing that that one is highest. So.
The appraised value on 65 is 954050.
Right. And assessed as
and that probably went down based on your notice a little bit, but they're just
correct.
They're appealing classification.
But that's the highest one that I'm showing.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so you know.
All right. Well, they all, I mean, if they've done it before, they probably already know what we're going to do, but they may want to preserve it for appeal. This is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. We have several properties on the docket today that are being appealed for Above It All Adventures and Blue Hill at Chateau Mountain. We're calling a little bit early, but we're hoping we could take you up a little bit earlier. I'll call back again. Thank you. I'm sorry. I've got all of them the same number on mine.
Yes. Sometimes you've got a different number on the application number.
Okay, so there is a different number on there?
We did not see them, but sometimes they do.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm going to go on to BOE 71. See if there's any. These are the late afternoon ones, the 4 o'clock's on. So we'll see if they'll take it up early, possibly.
So it's valuation and classification.
Okay. On BOE 71, Susan, did you send out a notice afterwards so they actually probably dropped down from 135?
You said we're in number 71?
Number 71. Do you know what yours, because they've appealed valuation as well?
Yeah, I don't know yet. Hang on to me. Them up. Query. That's Work Creek Condominiums, so they went up 202%. Might be less than what they had, but these are brand new. Brand new on the deal. So what they previously were valued at was land value, and then they went on as
it was a project in construction, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now they're going on as viable. They're
okay.
Useful.
Did they send, I wonder if they sent any comps or anything. Does not appear so. They indicate, well, they